Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So some of you might be on your way to the airport trying to beat the holiday rush, not flying out on Wednesday, like most people will do, where they'll do a Wednesday to Sunday turnaround, but you're trying to do maybe a Tuesday to Saturday. And I commend you, but you're not the only one that's thought of it. And so I believe 2.6 million Americans are anticipated to be traveling today alone. But there are storms across the eastern, I think across the Midwest and eastern U.S., thunder, rain, sleet, snow, and even potential tornadoes. They say more than 27 million people from Mississippi to Virginia are covered by severe storm risk throughout Tuesday, according to Storm Prediction Center. And that's always hard. You know, when you book your flight, you're booking it usually in the summer or in the spring. So how do you know what the weather's going to be like? But right now, when you look at FlightAware, there's at least 2,000 delays within the U.S. Globally, 11,600. But within the U.S. alone, there's already 2,000 flights delayed. 641 flights have had to be canceled. In terms of some of the airlines, you know, Southwest Airline has maybe 12% delay. American Airlines, 6% delay. So, you know, not a good sign going into the holidays. We're expecting it to be a little messy, but we just want everybody to get where they need to get safe. They say planes, trains, and automobiles across the eastern half of the nation may be slowed down by thunder, rain, sleet, and snow. There might be tornadoes in North Carolina. So the travel chaos, you know, even if you're on time and there's plenty of people, and, you know, many of you are experts when it comes to travel, and you know exactly how to beat the crunch. But many of you get frustrated because you thought you did everything right. And how it works, and the reason why it's worse now than ever, number one is, yeah, we do have a lot of people flying, and you know, you only have X amount of fleet and X amount of gates and X amount of air travel opportunities. But the other thing, too, is the call-outs. And the reason why we expect it to be worse, it's not because in the media we like the drama. We don't. I don't like the drama. I want everybody getting where they need to safely. I think it's very unhealthy to be stuck at an airport and be around sick individuals who have flu or are hiding the fact that they have COVID so they can still go on vacation, or they're faking it so they could get out of the dinner. You know, I don't want you stuck at airports. But the truth of the matter is on top of all the elements and factors that cause you to have delays, rain, weather, sleet, and then once you have one flight delayed, it causes a domino effect with others, and it can take hours until your flight is able to catch up, because once you have a delay and you're waiting for your O'Hare connector, you need your plane to come back from O'Hare to where you are, let's say in Vegas, so you can hop on and then go. If that's delayed, now your flight's delayed, even though the crew is there ready to go. But we are anticipating now that flu season is spiking and COVID is spiking, there's going to be call-outs. And holidays are rough. It's very unpredictable who's going to get sick, who's going to feel sick. And many individuals who bust their butts to be there and work, what sort of attitude are they getting from their... You know, many people quit the flight industry, being flight attendants, because people were pretty mean. And I did not like wearing a mask on a plane. It was very uncomfortable. I had trouble breathing when the partial pressure of oxygen changed at certain altitudes. Not easy. I wouldn't give my stewardess or my flight attendant a hard time. I wouldn't give the pilot a hard time. But these flight attendants, just like everybody else in this country, was tasked with law enforcement, even though it wasn't a law. But we had to enforce mandates. And many people said, I'm done. I don't need to be obstructed. I don't need to be grabbed. I don't need to be assaulted. I mean, people grab your butt. People grab, you know, you don't need that. And so if you don't want to get sick and you don't want to be, you know, tasked with a very strenuous work weekend, some people might consider I'm going to call out. And so I don't know how the airports would do it. I would probably say, look, for those of you that are going to work, you're going to get holiday pay. And we're going to incentivize you. And if you work all 4 days and you don't call out and you're not sick, obviously if you're sick, don't work. But there's extra incentive. I don't know what the answer is, but unfortunately, we're going to be expecting call-outs. And it's not always your flight attendants or your pilots. When I was flying to Newark, Newark is one of the worst airports in terms of delays. I like the airport. It's nice. People there are nice. But in terms of delays, Newark is just notorious for that, more than JFK and LaGuardia. And so we had to circle Cleveland in the flight. You know, staff was there. Flight attendants were there. Pilots were there. But we had to circle Cleveland for an hour. And then we were going to run out of fuel, so we had to land at an Air Force base to fuel up. And they did that because they said Newark was closed. And there was no weather. It was just last year, there was, or a year and a half ago, there wasn't enough staff. So if you don't even have your runway specialists or your baggage handlers, because they're out, it causes delays. So the thing is everything needs to, all the stars need to be aligned. Everything needs to work in perfect order. And you add, you know, or air traffic controllers. You don't have enough air traffic controllers, you're down. U.S. Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg said during a news conference yesterday that the government has tried to better prepare for holiday travel over the last year. It's about time. He said the FAA has, the FAA administrator said the FAA has zero tolerance for unruly behavior. So the FAA is asking people on Twitter or X to not be pains in the butt. Go through TSA smoothly, like I told you yesterday. Have your ID ready. Don't be playing with the canine dog. Make sure you have your boarding pass. You know, don't be having anything stupid. If you're carrying a gun, though, there's a proper way to take it in your stored luggage, where you have a separate container. Ammunition is separate. You declare it. But don't be bringing weapons on your carry-on. So good luck, everybody, traveling. Be safe. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away. Dahlia here. Are you tired, gaining weight, burned out, stressed out? Well, how's your dopamine doing? Not sure? Then check out our book, Deploying Dopamine. How you feel right now, how you will feel an hour from now, how you will feel next week is completely reliant on our dopamine. Christian Kalikas and I created Deploying Dopamine, a book that tells you what dopamine is, when it dysfunctions, and how to successfully deploy dopamine when needed. So find Deploying Dopamine on Amazon or drdahlia.com today. Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline. airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with ExtendoVite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. ExtendoVite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and ExtendoVite is all natural. ExtendoVite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take ExtendoVite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only 2 documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Big thanks to Genesis Communications and Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason, our producer, and big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So something that has been reported is something called range anxiety. And range anxiety is allegedly a condition that electric vehicle owners have. Because rather than us looking at our phones, panicking about how much battery we have left on our phones, it is a new sort of emotion that people get when they have a car. And they look at what they could do in terms of rectifying that, and what they have in terms of time and their day. And so we're going to talk about range anxiety and how to overcome it. I think people will overcome it. Now, I'm really mixed on the whole electric vehicle push. I think it shouldn't be mandated. I think there should be options. And even though it's not necessarily mandated, this push to have half of all cars electric vehicle on the roads by 2030 is, I think, a little too fast when we don't have the infrastructure in place, when we don't know enough about the environmental impact of these batteries and setting up electric grids, and when we have apartment complexes that don't have a charger for every living driver in the apartment complex. So there's still a lot of things that have to be worked on. And do we have enough water to douse out the car fires? So there's a lot of things we need to think about. On the flip side, I think they're cool. I've driven one. It is, I don't have one yet because I can't afford it. And I do. I love my used Corvette. It's fun. I love my car. But, you know, there's a lot of cool things. And so an electric vehicle does provide a lot of advantages, especially from fuel saving. But there is anxiety. And one of the factors that seem to prompt the anxiety is your shelf life of your battery. Now, people have always asked, how long does an electric vehicle battery last? I hear it could be about 200,000 miles. But that's if you really take care of it. You got to take care of your battery. And there's a lot of debate on the charging protocols. So if you let the battery sit, low battery or empty battery, that's not good, which means if you're going out of town, you need to make sure that you have programmed, and usually with Tesla you can program it, to still charge your car. There's also debate on, do you charge it all the way, max? Some sites have said it is you always max it to full charge to protect the battery. Other people are saying, no, don't max it out. Do it to 90%. So losing your battery is very anxiety producing, because for those of us that are, when our phones don't work or we drop it in the toilet or something, we look at how cut off we feel. We can't get into our car. That raises the anxiety up. So we don't want to lose our battery. And to change a car battery right now, even though I think the prices are going to go down right now, I believe a new car battery is like about $13,000. When you add a couple thousand in labor, it could be a $15,000 expense. And I don't know if the average insurance covers that. So people want to take care of their battery. When that Uber driver said his battery only lasted 15 months, that does. It makes people nervous. But this range anxiety is just a little different. The range anxiety that people get with electric vehicles, allegedly, is that they start to notice their power. It could be half full. Now, it could be still a quarter full. But they're trying to time their charging. Now, we're being told that when you supercharge your car battery, you'll lose battery life, as opposed to the slower overnight charge. So some electric vehicle owners are a little nervous about supercharging, because they're like, well, the more I supercharge, the more I'm going to lose the life of the battery. And some people will say, well, look, if your battery's about to fail and you're starting to hit that mark, just sell your car. It's going to be really difficult to sell a used electric vehicle. You know, a lot of people don't like used iPhones. The battery's pretty important. So if you're going to buy an electric vehicle, the resale, I mean, unless you sell it really early, you're going to take a hit. So people want to preserve the battery. So they're thinking, well, what do I do so I don't have to supercharge? But if it takes a while to charge, now it just messed up your day. Now, this range anxiety of electric range, battery range, is going to subside once more places have chargers. If you are able to go out to eat and that restaurant has plenty of chargers for all the customers, you might have to pay. Well, you could do that. That'll be kind of nice. And you could charge while you eat. Or if you're at the mall shopping or at Walmart or at work. But we're just not there yet, because a lot of places of work, they might have one or two, and so somebody's going to grab it. You got to move your car, though, or you get fined. But, you know, as long as there's places to charge, most people get it figured out. If you charge at night and you're only in town and you're not necessarily driving on the road, interstate, know, you should be able to make it on these charges. But, you know, protecting your battery, you know, keeping your car covered and, you know, making sure nobody's stealing your battery and things like that, these are things that make people a little nervous. Remember, it's new. You know, being low on gas, seeing that gas light causes anxiety. Low fuel causes anxiety. It's just we've already lived through it. We know where the nearest gas station is. We know what our cars can do. A big thing that I'm hearing people are concerned about is they've been driving their car in town. They trust their range. They know that battery so well, and all of a sudden they're on the highway, and their battery range drops, and they don't have the same range. Well, then just plan for that. You know, plan that you're going to have to charge. It's not easy. I don't think I'm going to handle it that well in the beginning either. I think I'm going to be frustrated with that as well, because I don't like having low phone battery. That's just me. One thing that might be a nice transition is the hybrids. With the hybrids, you still save money because you don't have to fuel that much. You don't have to be worrying about the charging. Many of them are still cheaper than what you would expect an electric vehicle to be. So a hybrid might, and that's what I said from the beginning, rather than us going all electric where we're, or 50% electric, where we need to rely on power cables and outlets and accessibility to that, maybe we need to be pushing more hybrids. I think that might be a little bit more, and then, you know, you don't have to worry that we have the stress of being able to access a charger, that's going to change now that there's going to be more chargers. But it's, you know, right now people are saying, well, I only use my car for this. I want to be able to use my car no matter what. If I got to head to L.A., I could jump in my Corvette. If I need to head across town, I could do that. I know where the gas stations are. I could get gas. But that's also causing anxiety. Your fuel car individuals are now worrying, well, wait a second. You know, the real estate for a gas station is pretty expensive. And so if fewer people need to go and get gas, that 7-Eleven or whatever might not necessarily need to have that sort of a location. And your convenience stores and all that could change. So right now, oh my gosh, where I live, I could go to 10 gas stations in a mile radius. I'm good. They're going to close down eventually. So now if you have a fuel car, you're going to start getting that anxiety. So people have asked, should you or should you not go for EV? What I would do is, one is the prices are going down. If you don't have to buy an electric vehicle this year, don't. The prices are going down each year. So the longer you can, I understand there might be, you know, other advantages, tax breaks, things like that. If you want to do it, do it. That's great. Power is going up, so might not hurt. But if you don't feel ready, you don't have to rush. But start doing your research and understand what you might want. And we really need to be careful with the media and the narrative, because the media wants to all sugarcoat it. We really need some honest conversations. The average person that I'm getting, and I interview a lot of people, I talk to a lot of people, the average consensus I'm getting is people love their Tesla, or they love their electric vehicle. They love the money they're saving on fuel, but they have had some concern over the range and of the charging, and they still aren't as 100% on long distance driving unless they have the patience and understand that the chargers are still few and far between and they may have to wait, and they're comfortable with that. But if you are okay with changing your habits, that's fine. But like I said, I don't think we're there yet if we don't take care of people that don't have houses. A lot of people don't live in houses. They live in apartments or duplexes. We need to figure out what we're going to do when there's no parking. How do you charge your car? 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at mysolarbackup.com.
USA News Update. The White House reports they're close to a deal to secure the release of hostages held by Hamas in Gaza since 200 people were taken captive on October 7th. Today marks President Biden's 81st birthday, making him the oldest sitting president in U.S. history. If he secures re-election, he would reach the age of 86 by the conclusion of his second term. In the latest poll, former President Trump holds a narrow lead over President Biden in the White House race, 48% to 41. More free COVID tests available from the federal government. Those who already ordered their four free tests from the website earlier this fall get an additional four tests. If you didn't order any tests when the website relaunched in September, you can order eight tests. COVIDtests.gov. Corey Myers, USA News.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
So we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So this was interesting. Last week we heard that the Air Force was going to raise the maximum age of enlistment to ease the recruiting crisis. The Air Force thinks they might be able to get an extra 50 additional recruits a year as a result. Both the Air Force and the Space Force are going to raise the maximum age applicants can enlist. Those interested in joining the Air Force or Space Force will have until they are 42 years old to sign up. That is a three-year rise in the age limit that was previously set at 39. This is according to a report from military.com and being reported by Fox News. The change means that the two branches will now be accepting the oldest recruits of any Department of Defense military branch. According to Brigadier General Chris Amerheim of the Air Force Recruiting Service Commander, he said in a statement given to Fox News Digital, Air Force Recruiting is glad to see a change in the age component of the accessions process. This change, which aligns us with DOD accessions policies, is about identifying opportunity for talent out there. But make no mistake, we are not lowering any of our standards. Someone who is 42 still has to meet the same accession requirements as younger applicants. So this change is coming after the Air Force announced last month that it had missed its active duty recruiting goals by 11%. They fell nearly 3,000 recruits short of the 26,877 that the service said it needed. They're not the only ones that missed their mark. Army, Navy also fell short. Only the Marine Corps was able to meet their recruiting goals this year. But they said that the branch squeaked by and also has struggled to meet, you know, their goals. You know, this is interesting. Allowing 42-year-olds, I think there's a lot of physically fit 42-year-olds. And to fly, remember there were a lot of restrictions on diabetes and your eyes and contacts and things like that. Some of those restrictions have been modified. And, you know, my son works at the Air Force, for the Air Force as a civilian. And they do constantly update what is proper protocols in terms of medical and you know, for their pilots. And so I feel very, very comfortable. I think the Air Force does know what they're doing with this. You know, can a lot of 42-year-olds have high blood pressure, diabetes, things like that? Yeah, but you have a lot of physically fit individuals or even those who do keep their blood pressure in control that might still be fantastic recruits. So, you know, seeing this move, and you know, as I said, it's not going to bring in thousands, but they think they would be able to enlist 50 more applicants per year under this new policy. And as you know, we said before, the Army has reached out to those they discharged for not getting a COVID vaccine to kind of say, well, change your, you know, the wording of why you were discharged now that the vaccine requirement has receded. And if you want to come back, you know, reach out to your local recruiter, that kind of thing. It just, I don't know if that many people are going to want to go back through that. You know, although it will be interesting to see if you were in the military and you did boot camp and you did everything you were supposed to, but you just didn't want to get the vaccine, if you have to go back through the basics or if you'll get to go back and keep your same rank. It's going to be fascinating to see what they do with that. I think the country made a big, big mistake not understanding our needs and our personal choices. And so I am hoping to high heaven that they, and again, I don't fault the military. I fault the Biden administration for that. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So an Alabama woman with two uteruses got pregnant in both uteruses. She has one in each womb. So she is going to give birth to twins, although they're not going to be identical twins because they each have their own womb. So they'll be fraternal twins. Actually, maybe not. They're going to be, they might be, so, you know, identical twins is where the egg splits into two identical entities. Whereas fraternal, no, it'd probably be fraternals, where two eggs get fertilized at the same time and it's carried in the same pregnancy. So, Kelsey Hatcher was 17 years old when she learned she had a double uterus. And that's basically having, you know, two uteri or two, uteri. And 15 years later, she ends up being pregnant with twins in each uterus. She's now 32 years old. She's a mother and fitness coach. She already has three children, but wow. Now, she said she was having some minor complications that led her to set up an OB appointment. Upon examination and ultrasound, they found two babies. Pretty darn cool. And they look amazing. On ultrasound, they look just absolutely adorable. So the medical term is uterus didelphys. And it affects only 0.3% of the population, according to the Cleveland Clinic. But basically, the uteri has either a septum and it's split in half, or it's and I think there are two separate cervixes. I doubt they're going to have her go through a vaginal delivery. I think they will probably do C-section. But her other pregnancies were normal. She has Raylan, River, and Remy. And so, you know, they say everything looks great. And she has the two babies, so we'll see what happens. And so we'll hopefully be able to follow the story. But it is rare. You know, usually one of the pregnancies happens, and then as soon as you become pregnant, the hormones tell the ovary to not ovulate, and there goes through distinct changes that make it difficult to get pregnant again a second time. If you do have twins, it happens roughly at the same time. So, you know, some people say, well, if I'm pregnant now, am I going to get pregnant again 5 months in? And now, no. The changes that take place are all about the original pregnancy. But if the original pregnancy, the original zygote split, or you get pregnant at the same time, you know, with two eggs, that's going to happen, or even three eggs, that's going to happen, you know, right then and there. But you wouldn't get pregnant, you know, weeks down the line. So they have they're fraternal twins. I think they're both girls for now. And there can be risks, though. So there is going to be a high-risk team. And, yeah, it's interesting. It's fascinating what we're able to do. It's a definite blessing when you have a family that wants the babies and can have the babies. You know, and to me, they're babies. You know, they're the development, the fetus, they're, you know, and it's, you know, for people who, you know, choose to terminate their pregnancy, as I've said, that's a very personal decision that needs to be only between them and their doctor. It shouldn't involve everybody else. Shouldn't involve the local pharmacy. The doctor could dispense the medicines if they want. Shouldn't involve taxpayers. Shouldn't involve public officials. It's a very personal decision, but what that decision does need to carry with it is long-term support, because many individuals who do choose to terminate a pregnancy oftentimes get haunted by that. Now, there's been some studies saying, nope, the average person is fine. They're good. Good. I mean, I don't want anybody haunted by it. But you have other individuals that might be able to suppress it, and then all of a sudden they're pregnant, and they give birth, and they start to second guess what they did with the first pregnancy or with the previous pregnancy. And you need to have that support, because the guilt that some of these people feel is insurmountable. And I don't think we give enough time for that. You know, we say we give counseling and maybe we give people a couple days to think about it. But we need really, you know, education on individuals who, you know, regretted it and what made them regret it. What was their trigger? Just like with transgender transitioning, you know, there are many people that love part of their transitioning, but some part of their transitioning, they hate it. This has to be talked about so people can make an educated decision. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms,
Whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping, addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out. Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing, but you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each three-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So while some of us are kind of scrambling around with our health insurance, experts are telling you to please read the black and white fine print. There is going to be a dramatic shift in how, health insurance companies define medical necessity. So you might be picking a plan that will cover Wegovy, a weight loss drug, or Zepbound. And you're like, I'm going to want to go on this. I'm going to want to go on it from January to December. So I want to pick a plan that covers it. They say they cover it. I'm going to take it. You better read the fine lines. Because if your medical necessity is what they feel is qualifying medical necessity, you're not getting the drug covered by them. You'd have to pay cash. So the language is changing because these insurance companies still have to cover what Obamacare wants them to cover. But there's also a lot more expensive medications, expensive treatments. So, for example, if you're like, well, I might need a new liver, so hopefully this is the year I get it. The insurance says they cover liver transplants. Yeah, but what if you drink alcohol? If you drink any alcohol, they may say, sorry, you don't get it. And so there might be a lot of fine lines. And I'm a little nervous because insurance companies have gone up a lot. I don't know how much. I think ours almost went up $1,000 a month because now they have to cover a lot of these expensive medications. So they're going to want to save where they can. And you're paying the extra money because you're thinking it's going to cover it. Remember, your health insurance is a contract. Basically, you are paying the health insurance company to negotiate with the pharmacy, with your doctor, with the hospital. I wish we could just negotiate ourselves, to be honest, and save the money. But that's the way the system is. Rather than you tell your doctor, look, can I just pay you $50 and you see me? Your doctor charges $150. It goes to the insurance. The insurance knocks it down to $35. You pay that insurance thousands a month. But it could have been nice if you could just, you and the doctor worked it out yourself. But unfortunately, because of high cost of things, we need insurance, especially for medical calamities. So medical necessity, which you hear, a medical necessity means that health insurance will cover it if there is a medical need. Can't be cosmetic, but there has to be a medical need. And medical necessity is a very broad standard. And media feed breaks this down kind of nicely. They say where there are disputes, patients, doctors, and insurance companies can haggle over whether something should or should not be covered under a standard during the appeals process or in court. And they say there are plenty of examples where one 1990 case, a 51-year-old named John Hyde sued Humana after they initially denied coverage for a liver transplant that his doctor recommended to treat cirrhosis. Now, I don't know the whole logistics of the case, but it might have had to do with alcohol. And so there might be these rules implied where you might medically need something, but if you did it to yourself or you engaged in risky behavior, they may not cover it. And so I don't know all the little tricks. I have to review a bunch of these plans and see what sort of verbiage is there. But just like a house contract, just like buying a new car, just like a job, just like an NDA, there's going to be fine lines. And it's going to benefit them as opposed to benefiting you. So, you know how with Obamacare, it has to cover your screens. Like your screening mammogram, your screening colonoscopy. Well, many people have told me that they're paying more money for their mammogram and their colonoscopy than they did before Obamacare. Why is that? Well, if you get a diagnostic mammogram, or you get a mammogram and a backup ultrasound because of your breast dense tissue, you have dense breast tissue, if Obamacare says you need to cover screening mammogram, then the insurance company will only cover that. They're not going to, out of the kindness of their heart, go, you know what, they've always needed an ultrasound, that's a part of their quote-unquote screen, we'll cover it. No. If that's not necessarily a part of the USPSTF, although I think the USPSTF does recommend backup ultrasounds, but in terms of at least the screening mammogram, some people are paying extra that they never had to pay before because insurance would cover what they yearly got for their breasts. Same thing with colonoscopies. Your screening colonoscopy, every time I get a colonoscopy, I still get a bill. And so it pays for the colonoscopy going in, but if you get a polyp biopsied, doesn't pay for that. So you're thinking your colonoscopy is free, but you're still getting a bill. And sometimes a bigger bill than what you got in the past. So these are things you need to kind of understand. So let's say, like with the liver transplant, the author, there was a study that looked at what insurance companies cover. They found health insurance companies are increasingly adopting detailed rules of medical necessity, and they appear in lengthy documents separate from the health insurance policies. So they may specify, for example, that liver transplants are only covered for bilateral atresia or certain congenital medical disorders. Meaning, if you have liver cirrhosis from alcohol, they won't cover that transplant. So, you know, or if you had chronic gallbladder disease or an ascending cholangitis, if it's congenital, meaning you were born with it, they'll cover it. They said they won't cover gastric bypass or gastric sleeve unless your body mass index meets a certain threshold. You might have a 35 BMI, but they want you over 40. And just like with the weight loss medication, many of you want to get the weight loss medication. So you're going to buy the insurance because they say we cover Wegovy and Zepbound, which is Ozempic and Mounjaro, respectively, the FDA-approved weight loss versions of it. So they leave the diabetic versions alone, which is the same drug. So you go in, you get it, and they go, well, no, medical necessity. What comorbid condition do you have? Do you have diabetes? Well, no, I want to do it so I don't get diabetes. Do you have osteoporosis? Do you have high blood pressure? Do you have arthritis? Do you have high cholesterol? If no, you're just overweight, and you don't have these, no, we don't cover it. There's not a, quote, medical necessity. Now, you and I know, yeah, if we could get the weight off, there's a medical necessity. But why are they doing that? Because when you go off the medication, you gain the weight back. They don't want to spend 12 to 15 grand a year, and you still end up getting diabetes and high cholesterol and all that. And they want to save the money. So what you need to do is be really aware of the rules and read them carefully. I hate the idea of having to spend money on an attorney, but if you're thinking you're going to want to get a gastric sleeve procedure this year, or you're going to want to get a, don't just call them up and say, are you going to cover the gastric sleeve? Yes, of course, it's in your plan. Thank you. That's not good enough. You need to have it in writing, and you need to see it. And if it says, but look, you know, if you are not necessarily, you know, doing it for medical necessity. So, like, for example, let's say you have obesity because of low thyroid or because of Cushing's syndrome or a medical issue. But if you have obesity because of an eating disorder, the eating disorder isn't covered, then you could be out of luck. So insurance companies are trying to set themselves up to be able to deny more claims. And remember, the default, remember we spoke yesterday about the change where people are telling me they now have to actually ask to get change because the cashier just keeps it. They just take the $40, put it in the drawer, and they don't give you the 10 back if it was a $30 thing. And you have to go, excuse me, can I get my change? So by default, they're keeping the money. Same thing with insurance companies. By default, they're going to want to not pay and keep the money. And then you have to actually say, excuse me, can you pay for it? And then they'll, you know, pay for it. 1-877-DOCTOR-LEE, don't go away.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.